Take a minute, think about it. Thursday, we're going to pass a milestone, and it's not a good milestone. Jazz is going to be leaving the airwaves of Pittsburgh. WDUQ has been sold somehow to the lower bidder rather than going to the people from the station who wanted to run jazz and keep it up. The only American art form originating in America, in the brothels of New Orleans, the word jazz actually means sex, among other things. A couple of years ago, the International Poetry Forum went down the tubes. Sam Hazo is marginalized. They're talking about prosody being marginalized. Where the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, I swear, is being run by idiots who want to run it out of business. Enjoy tonight. Enjoy it, because you're with rare company, people who are still supporting language and art in our culture. Okay, a couple months ago, a friend of mine said, hey, there's a contest to write a screenplay for Pittsburgh, 12-minute, 12-page screenplay. And I said, oh, damn, I like cinema. I never did that before. So I did it. And it's close enough that we can do the first public reading of it tonight. So what you're going to hear is a group of people who have volunteered very, very kindly to help me do this. And let me give you a little background. You probably all know Billie Holiday, the jazz singer. A life as tragic as in literature, possibly Edgar Allan Poe. She worked in a brothel, some say cleaning it, but she was actually making money there. Her mother worked there. She was from Baltimore, I believe, ended up living in Philadelphia. Made some trips to Pittsburgh, and along with Bojangles, she's referenced in this story about a young jitney driver. Let me read you the description so I make sure I've got everything in here, all right? The log line, 10, 11 words that describe what you want. This will go on the poster when you come to the theater to see it. He was 60 years too late to get Billie Holiday's autograph. Description: a jitney driver arrives at the Crawford Grill in the Lower Hill District to pick up Billie Holiday and get her autograph. Instead, he meets a stranger at the Mellon Arena parking lot, right where the Crawfords once stood and Billie sang. The young man learns he is 60 years too late. The mysterious stranger knows where the driver has been, what has happened to Lady Day, and offers the jitney driver three amazing choices for the rest of his life. And I wanted to reference the other language artists who were part of this. There is music. I've got the whole score set up. Starts out with Billie Holiday, God Bless the Child, written by Billie and Arthur Herzog Jr. Lush Life, Pittsburgh's Billy Strayhorn. Chattanooga Choo Choo, Mac Gordon and Harry Warden. And Miss Brown to You, Richard Whiting, Ralph Ranger, and Harry Robin. Okay, would everybody come on up here who's going to participate? Jim Shipman, could you come up here too, please?
Oh, come on, don't do this to me.
Hey, you're eating those pierogi. Save me a couple and get up here. I've never done it before. I hope that doesn't show, but.
This will be fun. Okay.
Is this what I have to do?
Yes, sir.
Yellow line. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to check the mic levels.
Okay.
John, you want to do a mic check?
Looking for Billie, screenplay?
Okay. What are you waiting for? Life change?
Not yet, sweetie.
I'll let you know.
The weak get strong, and the strong ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Papa may have, and Mama may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. median, car interior, night. Hill District Center Avenue facing west toward downtown Pittsburgh. Close up. Front seat from behind, the driver's right side, windshield shows traffic, street lights, horn honks, voice yells, traffic voice.
What are you waiting for? Light change? Years ago?
Driver reaches up to turn down the radio on a 1950 Buick, Buick Dash AM radio static. Then rap music from Tabuk Shakur's songbook rocks the old car's interior. Voices from outside, over the beat.
Man, you pimping the ride?
Driver rolls down the window of the 1950 Buick, looks out. Camera reveals Rufus, a young black man with a neatly trimmed mustache, a white pinstriped shirt, no tie, suspenders, and a newsboy's cap.
Well, look at that dude. Hey, brother, Halloween ain't till tomorrow. You gotta be early for the party.
Laughter from the Escalade.
I'm looking for the Crawford Grill. I have to pick up Miss Billie Holiday.
Hey, man, I told you Halloween ain't happening till tomorrow. And you way early for party, hear me?
Derisive laughter. Rap music blares. Escalade roars away. Rufus.
I know it's around here somewhere. This is Center Avenue. Leastways, that's what the street sign says, but it sure looks different from this afternoon.
Buick weaves west down Center and Avenue slowly through traffic, makes the right turn into Mellon Arena. Main entrance, the driver looks around, bewildered and lost at the huge structure. Turns to look through the windshield. Suddenly, there is a figure blocking the Buick's path. Rufus slams on the brakes to avoid hitting the man. The stranger walks around to the driver's window. Stranger dressed like a 50s hipster. Think of the song Killer Joe. He has pegged pants, suspenders, a loud sports coat, and an oversized watch chain dangling out of his pocket. Proto bling.
The cops won't bother you. You can leave it here, man.
Can you tell me where the Crawford Grill is, sir? I'm supposed to pick up Miss Billie Holiday after her show.
Turn it off and park it here.
Rufus gets out, looking alternately at the stranger and the arena with awe. Shakes his head like he is waking up.
I'm looking?
I know who you're looking for. You're repeating yourself.
Well?
Well, she's gone. Left with a man with a bag of drugs.
How do you know? You work at the Crawford? You see Lady Day sing?
She had a white gardenia behind her ear. Beautiful. And now she's gone.
How do you...
I know you want her autograph, too. You got Bill Robinson's autograph on a $2 bill last year, right? Now it's your lucky charm, stuffed in the ashtray on the dash beside the radio of the new Buick. Robinson is almost stuck in President Garfield's right ear. You put the deuce there when you picked up the car this evening.
Bojangles, Bill Robinson. Yeah, Mr. Bojangles was at the Crawford last year. You see him tap dance? Wait, how do you know about my car?
Saw an ad in the Courier.
Right, just this afternoon. I can't believe I was the first one to answer the ad. You saw it? Why didn't you answer it?
Guy was from the shady side and looked kind of funny, didn't he?
Guy was a fairy.
Yeah, a good fairy or an angel.
Well, my Aunt Jenny would say he was an angel. Car was like new. Take her out for a spin, he said. When I came back around the block, the guy was gone. I waited and waited till it got dark, but Lady Day was in town, and I had to get my fare, pick her up, get her autograph. She loved this automobile, so I took it and left.
What happened when you tried to start it?
That's why you didn't buy it. Yeah, when I went to start it and come over here to the Crawford, I turned the key and the car made a whirring sound, then spun around or something real fast. But then I ended up over here. You know so much, I suppose you're going to tell me the guy who gave me this car is gone too.
Let's just say Clarence or Mr. Sprinkle is away on another assignment.
Another special assignment? Does he go around giving jitney drivers cars? I got to go back and pay him.
The car's a gift. A gift.
I never won anything in my life, and I didn't ask for this for free.
It don't matter. A gift is something you're given whether you ask or not. It's like Billy singing. You got to appreciate it and figure out how to use it.
Billy was given a gift? You talk like you know something. You must be a preacher, right?
What do you think? So was Bo. You were. Practically everyone on earth is given some gift. The main job is not to sing or dance or drive a hack. It's to figure out how to use your gift the best way you can.
Music, Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life, instrumental version.
What happened to Billy? Where is she now?
She died in 1959, an old woman at 44 from drugs, mostly in a New York hospital, the year after they finished tearing down the Lower Hill and the Crawford, the same year they built this place. Called it the Civic Arena then.
Cut to archival footage, 1959, of the dedication of the Civic Arena. In news today, the long plan for Civic Arena, blah, blah, blah.
You mean it isn't October 30th, 1951? What are you trying to tell me?
It ain't even November 12th, 1959. And you ask a lot of questions. Just listen. Billy took as much of her blessing as she could. Blessings don't guarantee success, but rejecting it will guarantee a wrong turn down a dark alley. You got to figure out who you are and how best to use what you've been given.
My aunt has a gift. She dreams at night about a number to play, and when she gets up in the morning, she sends me to the bookie with the number and her money. If she hits, she gives me and the man without legs who pushes himself around the neighborhood on a platform some of the loot.
Yep. She shared it like Billy could share beauty and sadness with all the folks who heard her sing.
Since you know so much, what's my gift?
Ain't for me to say. That's for you to figure out. How about I give you three choices to help?
Three choices? That's mighty white of you. What are they?
You can go back 60 years and get Billy's autograph at the Crawford, if that's what you want to do with your time here on Earth. Then you can spend the next 60 years at the barbershop bragging about how you met these famous people.
Right. Why me? Only people that can go back in time are in fairy tales.
Look, man, it doin' make me know never mind what you do. It don't make me know never mind. And that's what everybody says about this kind of gift. Tell you what, you can stay here and now. We're gonna probably get rid of this funny looking building, don't worry. And hey, man, I'll even throw in the grace.
What's grace?
Look at the license plate on your car.
Wait a minute. Why would I want to stay here? My life, everybody I know is gone, you said. The Lower Hill, the Crawford, too.
You're putting words in my mouth. Not everybody's gone. Not Aunt Jenny. She's still alive in a place they call a senior high rise up the street. Hitting the numbers weren't her only gift. She took care of you like you were her own after your mother and dad died. Oh, and she hit the lottery last week, invited everybody in the high rise to her party.
She'd be over about 90 now. You telling me I was her gift too?
She was only 30 when you came to live with her. Some people get it all right. She didn't have any kids like you were her own. She was your gift too.
So what's my third choice?
Come on with me.
How do I know you're not Satan? You sound like you're tempting me like he did the Lord. You the devil?
My mother used to call me that.
So my aunt did too.
Look, man, you ever seen a colored devil?
No, and I ain't never seen a Negro angel either. And by the way, where'd you get those phony white teeth and them duds? You look like a procurer.
Look here, this is Pittsburgh. Ain't no colored folks get to write books on angels. And if I was a traditional cat, I'd be sporting wings, a white gown, and go around plucking a gold harp. Think about this job is I get to pick my duds. The teeth whitening is a modern business expense in my field, young man.
Man, you're gaming me with all this crap. You look here. Who the hell are you?
Who are you?
Fade to melon arena, deep focus. White smoke begins pouring out of the base of the building, and a sound like coal-fired locomotive is faintly heard. Cut back to the two men. Rufus looks amazed and bewildered. The stranger stares at him, waiting for an answer. In the background, deep focus, the arena foundation begins to belch smoke. Cut to Channel 11 News, show at 6 a.m. present time.
In other news, wait a minute. You guys back there having a slow day? This isn't April 1st, it's Halloween. Folks, this has got to be a joke. The Mellon Arena has been reported missing. Several people claim that it just lifted off the ground like a flying saucer and sped away. Police report they have a witness to the incident, unquote, a young black male driving an antique car.
Jump to a helicopter shot at Jump cut to a helicopter shot at the edge of the precipice on the north side of the Hill District, overlooking downtown, the Allegheny River, and the north side. Below, an integrated Negro spiritual choir sings Chattanooga Choo Choo in religious mode as the healer shot moves away towards the west to reveal the city, rivers, and rising sun in the east. Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Track 29, can you give me a shine? Fade out, sound, scene, view simultaneously, the end, roll credits, music, Miss Brown to you, instrumental only.
Chattanooga.
Woo-hoo!